The second one he tells us is victims bearing up under God's mercy. Right? That's the second kind of grace here that we see in the Holocaust. God's grace with his people. So he said the second one is more excruciating, but it shows the transforming grace was exemplified through the Holocaust. How? It involved the reception of divine mercy while bearing up under unearthly suffering. Right? It produced that same distinctive brand of transforming grace. So this is a grace that transforms, is the point that he's trying to make here. It transforms us into saying, I'm going to do more than just protect myself. I'm going to reach out to those who are hurt, harmed, victims, even though it might mean I become part of that, mm-hmm. and I'm vulnerable to that. Secondly, it transforms me in term. This grace transforms me in terms of allowing me to endure whatever I have to go through for the name of Christ, right? He says that Huguenots and Le Chambong would have found kindred spirits among the Ten Boom family of Harlem, a principal city in the Netherlands. They too, that is the Ten Boom family, were devout Christians risking their lives during the war to hide Jews in their homes. So they were doing the same thing that Christian folks in this town were doing. But notice, unfortunately, they got caught, right? And were arrested and were sent to various Nazi concentration camps where most of the family members literally died, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Yeah, and this is seen in the book, and there's a movie made, the Hiding Place, mm-hmm. and it shows, being in the concentration camp with the Jewish believers, the people who are of the Jewish ethnicity and religion as well, and having to deal with, well, why does God place us here? Well, one of the reasons that her family talk about is I was placed here to tell you about the gospel. And so, that's one of those things that where we have to realize, for us, the story would end with a tunnel dug underneath the camp, and then it escapes with the tunnel falling on the Nazi guards
who are trying to chase after him,
and we all go into a field of lilies and spin around and sing. Well, that's the nice story, but again, what is the ultimate goal in life? The goal in life is not to make it out the other end alive. It's to glorify God in all that we do, and again, it's placing that correct perspective of what is the story of history about? And so in this great deal of suffering and evil, we see people speaking up and saying, this is antithetical to who God is. Repent and believe. And also, you also will one day die, person, whoever you are, repent and believe. The message is true for all the people within the scope of these three areas where Christensen is covering here. So the story is told by Corrie Ten Boom in her gripping memoir, The Hiding Place. It is one thing to extend mercy to the helpless and afflicted. It is quite another when you are afflicted severely with no one to offer help of any kind. Again, putting herself and her family in a camp, not surrounded by, family or, a close family, Christians. These are people that you try to help, and now you're kind of facing the, well, look, where is your God now? My God and your God should be the same thing. the gospel message is able to be preached there as well. And so sometimes Christians are driven into the spiritual wilderness where they are alone, battered by hot winds of despair and deprived of any means of sustenance. Sometimes they are driven in the hands of literal devils where they are enslaved, beaten, starved, exposed to undiluted evil. Such was the case for Corrie Ten and her sister, Betsy.
Yeah.
And what does this sound like? Jesus going out into the wilderness, Jesus being tempted, Jesus being without food, Jesus being starved, being without friends, without, protection. And these people saw the story in the Gospels and said, by suffering like Christ, as Christ suffered for us, we can have a small portion of that suffering. And so, Christians are more likely to be the ones to go out into the world and suffer in that same way. And it could be, again, like the early Christians, who are the ones that first saved the undesirable babies. It was the Christians going out to the side of the mountains or to the garbage heaps, rescuing Roman citizens, and then they grew up and became Roman citizens and all the legal issues that came about, and then able to hold office while being raised by Christian, becoming Christian, and probably having influence over Constantine and stopping the persecution in that fashion.
Yeah.
And so through those sacrifices, through that danger of stealing children or hiding Jews or going into the concentration camps, we see Christians having this understanding of Christ suffered for us. He told us to be an example like he was in all things, and this is one of the ways that we can do it. We don't have to actively, you know, walk in the fire and you know,
even though they almost did,
right. it's not like they went up to the concentration camp guards and just said arrest me. You know, they tried to hide, but once they're in the circumstances they're in, they glorify God in the best way they could. Exactly. This was one of those ways.
Exactly. So grace overcoming evil, right? It overcomes evil by we see people helping victims. It overcomes evil by, you know, victims bearing up under this tremendous, you know, especially during the time of the Holocaust, this tremendous evil, right? The perseverance of the saints under the worst of conditions is Christianity, Christensen tells us, greatest living proof, where its apologetic metal via its faithful adherences, right, those who continue to live for the gospel, is tested by fire and found to be more precious than gold. Mm-hmm. This tenacious life of suffering will eventually result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ, Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1. Yet it's not the Christian as he is in himself, but Christ in you, the hope of glory, Paul tells us in Colossians 1. So when people see the followers of Christ live this way, can they deny the living God? Christensen asked us. Can they deny the wealth of sovereign as the source of the riches of this unearthly grace? Can they deny that such grace incarnate in the lives of battered saints supremely magnifies God's glory in the face of evil as nothing can?
Right.
And obviously these are rhetorical, but the answer is, of course not. They can't deny it.
Right. Yeah. At the height of the Reformation, you know, you have Calvin and him being in Geneva and setting up this kind of sanctuary city where, you know, hopefully Rome doesn't touch. And so what happens? Well, you have the walls go up. You have the arms being drawn and quartered. You have, you know, people looking through their peoples. Actually, no. What you have is Calvin and the leaders of the churches training men to go into Rome to be persecuted and captured and found and burned at the stake, and also proclaiming the gospel to anyone who will hear. And so, again, there's no shying away from the evil in the world, but the priority of it changes when you realize. And again, these are the crazy Calvinists who believe in this elect number of people. Why are they going? God will save whoever he wills. He will do it, not you. No, they viewed the gospel message as we are taking part in that. And yes, absolutely, God will use those things. But if God will use me burning at the stake to tell the gospel to the king or to the pope or to the priests, those people will hear the gospel and respond either in how they're directed to through God's power or through the condemnation that they hear from the true gospel message.
Yeah. And so we see here then that grace is indeed overcomes evil, right?
Right.
Through the protection of the victims, through being a victim and yet living victorious, as we saw Corrie Ten Boom did, and her sister Betsy, right? Even though her sister died through this process, still she glorified God. She brought people into the kingdom, and she was a tremendous witness and encouragement to Corrie, as we find out in the book and the movie.
Right? Yeah, and it's not one where It's laughter. It's not one that's not devoid of pain and suffering and heartache. That's there. You know, Corrie ten Boom talks about, you know, wanting her sister back and missing her. It's not this kind of on lithium type response that we just, you know, jump into the snake pit, into the lava, and you know, we do a Peter of Lord, let me come out onto the water with you. Let me come out into the lava. There were people that did that for being persecuted in Rome, and you know, I would say incorrectly done. We don't need to throw our own heads into the lion's mouth. That will happen regardless, but. You know, that might have been one of the ways that they were called. There might be somebody who comes to saving faith for that, and that's the purpose of our lives, is to be that emissary, that mouthpiece for God. It's what Adam was supposed to do. It's what Abraham was supposed to do. It's what the temple tent was supposed to do. It's what the temple and the Jewish people were supposed to do. It's what Jesus did. And it's what the church's main role is to be the body, to go out, to be the hands, to be the feet, to be the arm, to be the person that gives water or visits in jail or helps the poor or sick or develops typhoid and have to develop a remedy for it, or malaria, or going into an unknown part of the world without language and finding a way to preach the gospel to those people too, because that's what the gospel message is.
Yeah. So let's end this section by this quote that Corrie ten Boom says with regard to her sister, Betsy, who was now dying. They're in the concentration camp. She's going to die. It says here in page 445, medical help didn't come soon enough as she was laid on a stretcher, headed to the hospital, freezing, unable to move, no strength left. At death's doorstep, she achingly whispered to Corrie, "Must tell people what we have learned here. We must tell them that, and here it is, there is no pit so deep that he is not deeper still." Right? That is grace under evil. Right? All right.